you want to hear from your leaders at times like this? Want to hear from you, 888-630-WMAL, right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. More is being learned about the man behind the deadly mass shootings in Orlando. Gunman Omar Mateen had been on the FBI's radar in recent years.
The Bureau has been speaking to family members of this gunman, his ex-wife. What they seem to be focused on is this notion that he did have anti-gay views. In fact, just recently, the father says that he was upset during an incident in Miami where he saw two men kissing. So it was very evident to them that he had anti-gay sentiment.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Meanwhile, the deadly mass shooting is also being looked into as both a hate crime and an act of domestic terrorism. Although ISIS has not claimed responsibility for being behind the shooting, the terror group has been calling for acts like this in the U.S. and Europe.
There's clearly been a call by ISIS for this, and you certainly get the impression that while this may not be directed by ISIS, they may not have told him what to do or when to do it, there is a background of an inspirational effort here. And when you look at the attack, this is an adrenaline-fueled event. 20 minutes in, he stops to make that call, the 911 call where he claims the connection to ISIS.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. Just hours after the Orlando massacre, two things were in ample supply at yesterday's Capitol Pride Festival: support and unity.
It made us want to come more, yeah.
Rocio Arrieta and Jennifer Dillard are here supporting their gay brothers. Dillard says,
it hit home for me because I'm like, that could have been my brother. So to me, it definitely hurts, and I definitely feel for the families that are going through this, and I can't imagine being in their situation.
It means a lot to Rocio's brother Daniel that his sister's here.
It's still a sad day, but sadness is not the meaning of the day. The meaning of the day for me now is family and the fact that my family has my back.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The violence in Orlando has also changed the focus of the speech that Donald Trump was scheduled to deliver today in New Hampshire. Instead of the broad attack on Hillary Clinton that he'd planned, now Trump is expected to further address the shootings. Trump has taken a hardline stance on Islamic terrorism. The prescription opioid fentanyl is now the deadliest painkiller in Virginia. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the amount of legal fentanyl prescribed in Virginia rose only 10% between 2007 and 2014, but there is now a thriving black market for the drug in the state since Mexican and South American cartels have learned how to manufacture it. Fentanyl caused more deaths in Virginia last year than any other prescription painkiller. Meanwhile, opening arguments are scheduled in federal court today as the U.S. government accuses FedEx of knowingly delivering illegal prescription drugs from pill mills to dealers and addicts. It's going to be a big week at Reagan National Airport.
The airport is turning 75 on Thursday, but spokeswoman Kimberly Gibbs says the celebration starts today.
To kick off these events, we're having promotions, giveaways, and performances throughout the month.
And among the promotions, you can get special restaurant meals and a free travel bag if you spend $100 at Reagan National. There will also be live music throughout the airport, and Flagship Detroit, a restored American Airlines DC-3, will arrive on Wednesday. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Coast Guard rescued seven people yesterday after their 30-foot boat began taking on water in the Potomac River. Nobody was hurt. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,865, the Nasdaq at 48,95. Sports' Jason Worth hits a two-out, two-run single in the ninth to give the Nats the sweep of the Phillies. The O's lose to the Blue Jays. NHL, the Stanley Cup goes to Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays that will get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately, flipping houses, if you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2034 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-614-2034, and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2034. That's 800-614-2034. Call now.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go. Love the start of this commute without any troubles. We keep our fingers crossed through Annandale, Tysons, and the Maryland Beltway topside. Just starting to see a little volume form on the outer loop as you head between University Boulevard and Colesville Road. We'll take it for sure. 50 BW Parkway, not so bad. Heading down to DC 295, which is slow to get you past East Capitol Street. 11th Street Bridge, we're still good. Nice and quiet in the freeway each direction between the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge with lanes reported open. Now for 210, Route 4, Route 5 up to the Beltway, quiet. Virginia, we do have the volume 95, Stafford and Aquia in through Woodbridge. Dale City crews were still dealing with the crash on Dale Boulevard and Hillendale Drive. That's north of Minneville Road. Watch for them in the intersection there. And 66 pushing slowly through Manassas, again in Fair Oaks, and again inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast with a northwest breeze this morning. Front well to the south of us. Actually, should be a pretty good day. We're down by about 10 from where we were yesterday. Partly cloudy, breezy, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Haymarket, 61 in Olney, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Hamilton dominates the Tony Awards but falls just short of a record win. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Dr. Seb Gorka, the author of Defeating Jihad, on the events in Orlando. At 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. There are email developments. At 7:35, former homicide detective Rod Wheeler will join us. How will police continue this investigation? At 8:05, an in-studio appearance by Stacey Dash, noted conservative actress from Hollywood. And then at 8:35, Joe Persichini, former head of FBI's Washington office, will join us to tell us how the FBI goes about conducting such an investigation. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school, or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub.
That there was the biggest takeaway from President Obama's remarks Sunday following the terror attacks in Orlando. Listen, when a president is called upon to address the nation at a time of national tragedy, those remarks can often be a reflection of what the man is really made of. Right? Mm-hmm. And his words that he uses, and they're often, those words are debated and reconstructed and discussed and agreed upon before he delivers the message. They often reveal the priorities and worldview of our chief executive. It's a window into our leader's soul. And I think that President Obama's remarks are absolutely a perfect reflection of who this man is and what his priorities are and how he views his role as the leader of our nation. And I'll break down some of the things that he said that are quite disturbing. But there's also two people who want to have this job, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Both of them addressed this issue separately on Twitter, and their responses are getting some scrutiny. Most specifically, Hillary Clinton's call for more gun control, just as you heard from Barack Obama there. Donald Trump had quite a few different responses, actually. He tweeted out several things. Of course, the same sort of deal that, that Hillary Clinton did, you know, a terrible attack. I can't believe this happened. There was one tweet in particular, though, that he's getting hit for pretty hard. Late in the day, he said, well, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon after his initial tweets, he said, appreciate the congrats for being right on radical Islamic terrorism. I don't want congrats. I want toughness and vigilance. We must be smart. Now, that was obviously in a response to a lot of people on Twitter saying, congratulations, Donald, you were right, you were right, you were right about being vigilant on radical Islamic terrorism. A lot of people are saying, what are you doing saying I appreciate the congrats? Say, wait, but this isn't about you, Donald Trump. So people are upset about that. Here's my question for you. What do you want to hear at a time like this from your leaders? What are you interested in hearing? What should their response be? What at a time like this should be said? And, you know, clearly Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump all gave their expression of grief and prayer, but they also decided in their own way to say, but this is also a time for action. Do you really want that right now, or should there be some time? Because as soon as a political leader says, here, we want some action, then there's going to be a debate over those actions. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton said the time for action is an assault weapons ban or closer scrutiny on people purchasing weapons. Donald Trump is, let's get serious about going after possible terrorism, policing possible terrorism, and also criticizing Barack Obama for never using the term radical Islamic terror. So he's calling for action as well from his perspective, and that is politically divisive. Do you even want that at a time like this? Or what do you want to hear? 888-630-9625. You can kind of hear where I'm going. I would rather a leader, at least for the first 24 hours, to just give the condolence day. There will be plenty of discussion about what should be done and whether anything can be done. But for now, let's pray for these families. Let's pray for these people and have that moment of reflection. I wish we could have done that, by the way, especially on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's just where I stand. What do you think?
Well, I want our elected officials to express, the sadness that we all feel. I mean, I think all Americans were just really, really sad when they heard about this, and they're horrified by it. And so I want my official to express that sadness on my behalf. I want that official to offer words of comfort. I want them to say things that would bring us together as a nation, united, rather than divided. And that's exactly what the president did not do. I mean, he offered some expressions of condolence and time for prayer, and our thoughts and prayers are with the families and all that stuff, and you expect someone to say. But then he immediately turned to the issue of, well, we need gun control.
Right.
And
which
to me,
immediately divides us, and he knows that.
That's exactly right. That. Can't we just have one day where we stop and mourn these people who have lost their lives? Can't we just have one day where we put that aside for a moment and decide that we're going to, just take a moment and catch our breath and just collectively as a nation mourn a tragic event? But no, we can't do that. The bodies were still in the nightclub, had not even been brought out, and the president tries to turn this for political advantage. And I'm saddened by this. You know, there's this thing that politicians do, and they always do it. They say, oh my goodness, a horrible thing has happened. Oh my goodness, the people are upset. Gracious, we represent the people, so we must do something. And we don't always have to do something. Sometimes the right thing to do, at least in the very short term, is nothing. To just catch your breath. To just take it in and absorb the moment. And I wish that more politicians would do that. There'll be plenty of time for this conversation, and there's no doubt that conversation is going to take place. It's already, quite frankly, begun. But, I mean, I do wish that our politicians would have the instinct to just, every once in a while, pause and say, we'll talk about this other stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, listen, after the Challenger tragedy in the 80s, Ronald Reagan did not get into the details about what our space program policy should be going forward.
Exactly.
You know, and that's exactly what I'm trying to. By the way, you know, the president said this is the deadliest shooting in American history. This terror attack in Orlando represented three historic things. It, yes, was the deadliest mass shooting in American history. It was also the deadliest Islamic terror attack since 9/11. It was also the deadliest terror attack inspired by ISIS on our American soil. But he ignored the latter two and only talked about the fact that this was a mass shooting because that fits his agenda about guns. Nothing and
never waste a crisis.
And he knew at this moment, he knew that that this man had called 911 and pledged allegiance to ISIS. Joe in West River, Maryland, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, sir. I think that more importantly, that he immediately called this an act of terror. As I remember it, nothing has been an act of terror with him from Fort Hood and the most recent incident in California. So the point being that he's showing his preference for this for the enemies of America, or he's showing making sure that he gets the gay vote and the gay contributions, because those are his people.
So you're saying because the target happened to be homosexuals in a gay club, now he can bring himself to say this was an act of terror?
Absolutely. That's all the right. only reason, wow. and it's patently obvious that he has chosen sides against us.
Well, maybe. I
think it's very hard for him to deny that it was an act of terror when the guy calls 911 and claims that he is doing this in sympathy to ISIS.
But it was impossible for him to say that it was Islamic terror.
No. Yeah,
he just
right.
said terror, which, as John Podhoretz said in the New York Post, it's like saying that you've got cancer without telling you what part of the body is affected by the cancer, which is a great, great point. And a little bit more about what he said when he talked about a prayer and he talked about God. I want to play this for you and have this discussion too. We're analyzing what our leaders said yesterday, at least our political leaders, and we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear from your political leaders after a time like this? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Wittens and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll start in Alexandria on Route 1 in front of the Potomac Yard Shopping Center. Route 1 at Reed Avenue for the crash. If you're heading toward 395, this is before you get into Crystal City. I'll take you on to 395 as you come off the Beltway through Landmark. Stop and go. No problems right now. Cross the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes reported open on the freeway each direction and over toward the 3rd Street Tunnel and 11th Street Bridge. We like that, for sure. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, just seeing stretches of delays past Route 5. And again, as you come up the DC 295 to the Wilson Bridge, thumbs up. We're good. No delay right now. Heading from Maryland into Virginia across the American Legion Bridge, good. And for 270, just the volume as we push south out of Frederick and down toward 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today. Breezy, but not as hot as yesterday. And by the way, not as windy as yesterday. Today's high is 83 degrees, and the wind will only hit around 20 miles an hour at the most. Unlike yesterday, when you could get blown over on the street if you weren't holding on to something at times. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 65. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high around 85 degrees. Right now, 64. It's 6:17 on WMAL. Listen to this little excerpt from the president's words, because he did talk about God. He talked about prayer, but there was one part of it that really, really stuck out to me that I think it deserves a little reflection and maybe a little bit of analysis. Again, this is the president yesterday during his remarks about Orlando.
May God give them the strength to bear the unbearable. And that He give us all the strength to be there for them, and the strength and courage to change. We need to demonstrate that we are defined more as a country by the way they live their lives than by the hate of the man who took them from us.
And I don't know if you heard it, so let me just replay this one little moment where he's talking about what we should pray to God for.
To be there for them, and the strength and courage to change.
He's praying to God to give us the courage and strength to change. I'm sorry.
What do we need to change?
Why do we need to change?
What did we do that deserves a requirement?
Is he talking about changing our gun laws? If he's talking about we need to have the courage to and strength to change our view of gays in America, the normative American did not do anything to gays Tuesday or Saturday night at 2 a.m. This was a man who was inflicted and inspired by a radical religious teaching, which is not the normative American message or the normative American view, and has not been since our founding. No one has ever done this on American soil to gay people in America, except for one man. And what did that one man have that held him different from most Americans? He subscribed to a radical, radical view of his religion.
Yes.
A very specific religion, which, by the way, part of its doctrine is not just, you know, being gay is a sin. No. And they must be killed. That's the extension in that view. So I'm sorry, Mr. President. Who's we in this statement?
Right. And the strength
and courage to change.
No, I don't think we need to change as a result of this. Well, we need a change, but we as a country don't need to change. How about Dr. Rick in Silver Spring? You're on WMAL. Good morning, Dr. Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. I mean, you've said it already, that this shows an incredible bias, that he immediately starts off with gun control when the person had a concealed carry permit. In fact, he's even Democrat. I looked that up. But, you know, what they try to make of this, as opposed to just stating the facts.
Yeah.
This was, you don't even need to put Islamic in front of the, or radical Islamic. Islamic terrorism, pure and simple, and if you don't identify it, you're not going to be able to appropriately address it.
Well, maybe one needs to change is our approach to radical Islam. Maybe that's what the president was, no, I'm sure
yeah,
that's
I
not
don't
it.
Think no, that was it. Thanks, Dr. Rick. How about Mike and Chantilly? You're on WMAL. Go, Mike. Oh, sorry, that's line six there, Mike McKay. Hey, Mike.
Oh, hi, good morning. To go along with what a previous caller said about, you know, Obama calling this an act of terror, well, being the lawyer that he is, he knows that saying terrorist act connotes, in people's minds, Islamic terror. Act of terror could mean almost anything.
Yeah, I think the words are absolutely parsed, Mike, to make sure that it doesn't seem to the American people that this is a continuing degradation in our war on terror under this commander-in-chief.
Yeah, as someone said, until you identify the enemy, you can't defeat him.
Yeah.
And we're going to be floundering around because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Thanks, Mike. You're right. What we're going to hear is, you know, the enemy is intolerance. The enemy is hate. You know, this wide-ranging umbrella
but
hate.
But why did this man hate?
And
gay
what
people.
Brought this man to the point where he decided to take a gun? That hate motivated him to slaughter as many as he could.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is a report that's coming out this morning that suggests that this man was a follower of a radical imam who just was released from prison, as a matter of fact. So we'll learn more about that, I'm sure, as the day progresses.
All right, more of your calls on this, some more analysis of what our political leaders said yesterday in response to the Orlando Terror Act, especially Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump's responses, because let's face it, they're auditioning for you right now. They want the gig. This is going to happen under their watch. So who do you want at the helm? What do you want them to say? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:22.
Your to-do list doesn't disappear at 5 p.m. You can schedule a visit with your Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Didn't see that coming, did you? No, you thought flowers were in bloom? No, rent-a-state season. You can cash in on your home by renting it. Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help you. Did you know the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? That means the demand for rentals is soaring. That means you can cash in and make money. But to make rent-a-state really work, you need experts. Specifically, the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. They're property management pros. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And then they're going to manage your property. What does that mean? They're going to manage the paperwork. They're going to manage the complaints. They're going to collect the money. They're going to make sure that the toilets are all working. And if they aren't working, they're going to respond and fix the problem. All that 24/7 for just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Give them a call. Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
But you don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Tacoma Park. We have a water main break just south of the Tacoma Park Middle School on Piney Branch Road and 410, right in that intersection. Crews trying to determine what to do with the traffic there. So right now it looks like they're slowly trying to inch through there. We're inching by on the Beltway topside from College Park 95 to George Avenue with 95, a bit sluggish now to merge into the backups. A little bit of volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound as you head south of 32, and again south of 197. Nothing reported along the way. George Washington Parkway, we're off to a good run. 395 off the Beltway to Landmark, slowing. Take you in through Alexandria in front of the Potomac Yard Shopping Center, Route 1 and Reed Avenue for the crash. You are able to get by under police direction there. And Dale Boulevard and Hillendale Drive north of Minneville Road. Accident cleanup was continuing with just a brief delay, but be careful there. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast with a northwest breeze this morning. Front well to the south of us. Actually, should be a pretty good day. We're down by about 10 from where we were yesterday. Partly cloudy, breezy, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
What is clear is that he was a person filled with hatred. Over the coming days, we'll uncover why and how this happened, and we will go wherever the facts lead us.
He had facts at that moment, and he just chose not to reveal them about where the hatred came from.
Isn't it interesting that the thing that he wants to wait on is a discussion of what motivated this man?
Yep.
He wants to immediately jump into a discussion about gun control, and no indication there that he thinks that we need to pause for a day before we do that. But let's wait a while to figure out what might have motivated. He knew what motivated this man. It was very clear, even as the president gave that address.
Russ in Centerville, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Russ?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I really don't give a crap what they say anymore. You know, you guys had it right. Let's give it 24 hours. We had Geraldine Thompson out of Florida. The key word was reform. The minute I heard that word, I thought, let me listen to the rest of what this lady has to say. Mm. Just shut up about it, okay? What happened to Marco Rubio? It's Orlando's turn? Can somebody explain that one to me? Did he misspeak?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Russ. There's going to be plenty of discussion on what all of these leaders said, but I didn't find anybody inspiring yesterday, frankly, or who struck the right tone. One last observation here, Brian, if I could. Yeah. You know, last week we were consumed with the story of a woman whose child climbed into a zoo pen, and it ended up being the death of a gorilla. And immediately people were ready to just jump out there and say, this woman needs to be arrested. This woman needs to be looked into. This needs to be investigated. What was going on with this woman? It was all about the mother and her negligence or what she may have done to contribute to what happened here. And this thing happens with 100 people shot, 50 of them dead, and the rest are bleeding out. And people that, well, let's not judge this. You know, this is really just, it's more about, you know, intolerance and grudge. Nobody wants to get to the details of investigating this person and actually call him out about what happened here and what the real enemy is here. They just want to talk about the gun.
It doesn't fit the president's narrative.
Yeah, it sure doesn't. It's 629 on WMAL.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of Defeating Jihad. Talk to him about where this investigation stands and what we need to do about it. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. So many more questions than answers remain this morning, 24 hours after the massacre inside a nightclub in Orlando, Florida.
A massive investigation into the terrorist responsible for carrying out the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Inside the popular gay nightclub, chaos, as clubgoers were confused by the sounds they heard.
At first, it sounded like it was part of the show. Once people start screaming and shots just keep ringing out, you know that it's not a show anymore.
Police say Omar Mateen carried out the massacre using an assault rifle and a 9mm handgun. According to one U.S. official, Mateen called 911 during the attack, pledging his allegiance to ISIS and mentioning the Boston Marathon bombers.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, yesterday's massacre at a gay club in Orlando did not keep people away from the Capitol Pride Festival.
When he woke up and heard the news about the massacre at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Daniel Arrieta told his sister not to come to Capitol Pride to support him. He was scared for her safety.
I know that you want to come to Pride with me, but you don't need to do this. It's going to be a weird day. It's going to be a complicated day. And then she sent me a text message. I'm getting a tutu in rainbow colors. I have your back.
Rosie O'Arietta explains,
I still have pride. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to have someone like shake up the world around me.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some Montgomery County Muslims are planning a solidarity event tonight, standing alongside members of the LGBT community to condemn violence and bigotry. And Governor Larry Hogan has ordered flags in Maryland to fly at half staff for the next 4 days in honor of the Orlando victims. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,865, the NASDAQ at 48,95. Sports, the Pittsburgh Penguins earn their second Stanley Cup since 2009. Baseball, the Nats get a walk-off win over the Phillies to complete the sweep. The O's lose to Toronto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
Please come in. We love those ads.
Thank you.
All you have to do is point.
Well?
Oh, now I really do have to point.
The magic can't happen until you do.
Awesome.
It really works. Look!
Will it even work on... Unbelievable!
You point at junk, and it disappears.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Not everyone knows this, but our magic will follow you wherever you go.
We can point at work junk, and it will disappear?
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Will it follow us to our new house when we move?
You'll glitter when you walk.
Will I glitter too?
You already do, ma'am.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills, and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and Arlington, Saturday, June 4th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker. broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? It usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is like your transmission going out. It's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks or a storm hits. As an owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee. You don't even like your timeshare. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. You'll sit down face-to-face with your personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line and call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. Guaranteed to get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or find them online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start with Tacoma Park with a water main breaks just south of Tacoma Park Middle School. If you use Piney Branch Road right near that intersection of 410, it comes down a little bit of a hill there. So have a lot of water collecting. Watch for crews trying to direct you through that intersection. Again, Piney Branch at 410. We'll take you topside of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. Uneventful, just the volume. 95 slows to get on, and we'll take you outer loop as you head north of 50, the John Hanson Highway, just a slow exit to go north on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to head into Greenbelt, but nothing reported along the way. Again, just that slow exit on that ramp. Crews double-checking to make sure there's not a crash. For 270, south through Urbana and 109, heavy pockets of delays now in Gaithersburg and Rockville. 66, we're in that tie-up this morning, Gainesville to Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and now through Falls Church, and 395 as you come off the Beltway to the Landmark. Watch for police direction in front of the Potomac Yard Shopping Center, the crash on Route 1 at Reed Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking start here to a new work week. We'll continue to see just a few clouds around, mostly cloudy at times, but I think partly cloudy should be the average sky condition today. And more seasonable, 83 northwest breeze. A northwest breeze puts us down at 65 tonight. High pressure hangs on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Arlington, 61 in Rockville, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 637. It's WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry as we continue our in-depth coverage of the terror attacks of Orlando, Florida this weekend. 705 brings us Joe DeGeneva, where we will also discuss the classified markings that now appear on at least one of Hillary Clinton's emails. 735, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, and the latest in the investigation. 805, Stacey Dash will be in studio. Hollywood actress, outspoken Christian conservative. She's got a new book, and we'll also get her take on this tragedy. And at 835, we've got Joe Parashini. He's a former head of FBI's Washington office about this investigation. Plenty to come. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
It has been reported that Mateen made calls to 911 this morning in which he stated his allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State. We are looking into any and all connections, both domestic and international.
It was reported and then later confirmed that indeed that did take place. Joining us on the line right now to give us more perspective on this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, author of the book Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Gorka.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
All right. So he pledged his allegiance to ISIS in a phone call on 911. It seemed very early on in this investigation that police had some indication this man had a radicalized view of Islam.
Right. Not only do we have the reports of what he said to the 9/11 call handlers, we also have within hours of the attack, and this is very, very unusual, potentially very significant, we have the main propaganda media arm of ISIS, the Islamic State, officially claim responsibility for this attack. This is unusual because with Al-Qaeda and ISIS or the Islamic State, we often see a long, long delay, sometimes even days, if not weeks, for them to claim responsibility for an attack.
So what do you read into that?
It could be simply the significance or the size of it. It doesn't mean that they're responsible for it, but if we take the fact that this is the largest attack since September the 11th, it's just so very significant. It's something they want to make into a propaganda coup. So let's wait and see. Everybody's searching right now for those potential operational ties to somewhere, somebody in ISIS. But their official acceptance, that's big. That means that this is what they want to see, and they want to send a message to other sympathizers that this is the kind of attack they want to see on U.S. soil.
Dr. Gorka, you heard a lot from political leaders yesterday talking about intolerance, about hate, about acceptance, and obviously the target here, a gay club in Orlando, a gay nightclub, reflected the fact that there was more than just your standard Islamic terror hatred of America and the West and our freedoms, but this was specifically targeted to homosexuals. I wonder if you could reflect a little bit about the doctrine that these guys follow and how, frankly, ubiquitous murder and slaughter of gays are under ISIS-controlled territories or other countries that hold on to radical Islamic teachings.
Completely, Larry. So, the thing that's important to remember here is it's not a hate crime. Let's just jettison that for a second, because it's really to be couched in a larger perspective that this is a holy war for the perpetrator. So like the San Bernardino killers, this individual sees themselves as in a holy war. They're doing what they do for the glory of God. And for them, Sharia, or the puritanical 7th century Islam, is what they wish to create everywhere. That's what the caliphate, the Islamic State, represents. And one of the first things I posted on social media is a photograph of a famous ISIS video where you can see them hurling individuals who are accused of being homosexuals off the roof of tall buildings on ISIS territory. This shouldn't be surprising to anyone. They want to kill the infidel, that's all of us, but for them, homosexuality is one of the gravest sins. So this reflects the reality of what's happening on ISIS territory.
There is a report this morning out of Florida that this man may have been the follower of sort of a radical teacher of Islam who just got out of prison in that particular area. Are you surprised by that?
No, that's something that we've seen as a trend already. You can go back 15 years to the first significant plot after September the 11th. The reason we all have to take our shoes off when we get onto a plane. Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, was the first instance, but we've seen dozens of individuals who actually convert to Islam in prison or are talent spotted, are recruited by radical individuals and imams in prison. So this is a phenomenon we've seen in Europe and America and really represents one of the hotbeds of jihadi recruiting are the federal prisons.
Dr. Gorka is our guest. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, his book is Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Can I ask you this? This is a debate going on with our political leaders right now. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama refuse to use the term radical Islamic terrorism or even Islamic terrorism. Donald Trump does. And Hillary Clinton said something very interesting yesterday. She said using that kind of language plays into our enemy's hands. Will you reflect on that for a moment and tell me what is our enemy's response if we were to call them out what they are, Islamic terrorists, or whether we choose not to use that term? What does it affect them one way or the other?
Let's just take politics off the table for a second. The Islamic State, the jihadists, now control territory in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq, and even through Boko Haram in Nigeria. They have more than 6 million people living on their territory. They're making upwards of $4 million a day from oil sales, racketeering, hostage taking. They have at least 80,000 trigger pullers or jihadis. Do any of your listeners really think our calling them what they call themselves will make them stronger or weaker?
You're right. Yeah, it's. I think you said it all there, and I appreciate it. It calls out exactly the absurdity of their claims. Thank you. I wish we had more time with you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Always good.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us.
It is 6:44 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It's the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event. It's going on now. Get on out there. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. I'm talking about prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Boy, we have had some beautiful weather these days. Wouldn't you love to go out there and get yourself a brand new automobile and a convertible? Let's be honest. This weekend, you thought to yourself, I would love to have a convertible. Well, you know, there's some beautiful convertibles out there. All the cars are beautiful at Ted Britt Automotive. And also, Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That thanks the heroes serving in our military and our community. Get out there, take advantage of that, my friends. Ted Britt also has this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Ted Britt's the place to go. Visit one of their 9 great locations online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria, Route 1, right near the Potomac Yard Shopping Center. That's where we had the crash. Route 1 at Reed Avenue. A little bit of volume through there and a little extra volume just north of there, trying to get through Crystal City as a result. So watch again for police at the scene of the crash. 395 off the Beltway, below speed into that sunshine as you head through the Landmark area north on Interstate 95. Through Stafford to Aquia in delays. Dale City to Woodbridge, 66. Here we come. Again into the sun glare a bit here out of Gainesville, Manassas, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. We're watching you. We're in week number 2. I should say morning rush hour under the safe track plan. Again, Metro Rail single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston through the 16th. That's through Thursday. Coming in from the west on Route 7, the Greenway and Torrid. I don't have any problems reported there. And for 270, jammed as we head through Urbana to Hyattstown and now through Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of days of high pressure or northwest breeze, and now temperatures coming down. Clouds in with a partly cloudy sky for most of the day today, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL. Well, Brian, yesterday, Sunday night, was also the Tony Awards on Broadway, where they celebrate Broadway's best. And they did begin the proceedings with a solemn moment where the host of the show, James Corden, said some pretty moving words about what happened in Orlando, and just said, you know, here in America and here on Broadway, we are a place that accepts no room for hate of any kind, and our free expression will not be dampened by the hatred that we saw in Orlando. And good for him, by the way. And then they went on with it. And of course, all eyes were on the musical Hamilton, which did, yes, win the Best Musical Award and pretty much everything they were nominated for, except for one. There were two. Best Actress, they were nominated for, and they didn't win. And Best Set Design, they were nominated for, they didn't win. Which means the musical producers will hold on to the record for the most Tony Awards. I know that you were upset about that. But they ended up winning 11 awards. And it was great. They did make one decision, and got a lot of attention yesterday. They decided to perform a scene toward the end of the show from Hamilton, which shows the Battle of Yorktown when the American Revolution was won.
Right.
And on stage, they use these props that are muskets. You know, the dancers all have muskets, and it's very effective, actually. And it's a reminder, by the way, that, you know, guns were a big part of us winning our freedoms.
Well, yes.
Including our freedoms to go to nightclubs.
How about that?
Including our freedom to be able to love who we want. And they decided, the cast decided, that they would perform without those muskets. And that faced a lot of criticism. People were, you know, saying, oh, they're making a gun message. I don't know. I want to look into it a little bit further. My initial reaction was that I didn't see that necessarily as a big deal. It wasn't necessarily a message about guns. It was more just sort of sympathies to people who, after hearing a day's worth of news and analysis and detail about a gun massacre, that it would be jarring at a moment of entertainment and a moment of escape to see guns on stage. You're shaking your head.
Yeah, I just think that's silly. I mean, there's no need to do that.
Well, TNT delayed the first episode of The Last Ship last night for the same reason. Do you think that was silly, too?
No, I think that we should just go ahead with our lives. I mean, I do think that, you know, it's tragic and we should take note of it and we should mourn it. But I don't think that we should change our lives dramatically. And I think that's an overreaction.
6:49 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or a drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
It's 6:53. Let's check in on your money at the CNBC News Desk. Here's Kate Rogers.
Well, good morning to you. Stocks are set to fall on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 119 points Friday on concerns about the U.S. and global economies. A lot of focus on Apple today as it kicks off its developers conference in California. Apple is expected to unveil a new operating system and show off some big improvements to Siri. Walgreens is cutting all ties to Theranos. That company's unique blood testing system is under fire for giving possibly faulty readings. Dish Network subscribers lost access to one or more Tribune broadcast TV stations last night. The two are fighting over how much Dish will pay to carry Trib stations. Gawker, which lost that now infamous battle with wrestler Hulk Hogan, has filed for bankruptcy and put itself up for sale. Gawker was ordered to pay Hogan $140 million over the showing of a sex tape. The movie The Conjuring 2 was number one this weekend, earning more than $40 million for Warner Brothers. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right. Is your home prepared for the summer heat? You know, it's starting to get warm now, and the heat needs to stay on the outside. And that can't happen if your windows are not energy efficient. Listen, replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows, that sounds better, doesn't it? Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows that are made for our climate and just for your home. It's the one company that does it all. I've been given the backstage tour of their factory. Let me tell you, they care about quality. They make a great window. By the way, a very energy efficient window. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Subject to credit approval and third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company will come to your home for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference, and you will be amazed. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them that your friend and radio buddy, Brian Wilson, sent you.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's Monday morning. Boy, we love getting out and about. Here we go around the Beltway. Just the normal delays topside Maryland, College Park to Silver Spring, Wilson Bridge backups almost back near Route 5, so we're really getting into the thick of it. But a heads up, something unusual making your travels in the New Carrollton area. Outer Loop north of 50, the John Hanson Highway, Outer Loop near 450, crews responding to an incident right in that stretch. Virginia Beltway, same deal. We're picking up pockets of delays. 66, we're watching you closely here out of Gainesville through to Manassas, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Toll road slows to merge on through to the Beltway inner loop. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's actually going to be a pretty nice day today. Partly cloudy skies, breezy, not as hot, high of 83 degrees. Not nearly as windy as yesterday. We're looking at winds today up to about 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 65 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high around 85. Right now, it is 66 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:56 right here on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
The Cubs.
That ball is hit hard.
Their bats looked unbeatable in Chicago.
And see you later.
The Nationals.
He bangs away another.
Go into the rematch armed with a big home field advantage. Reloaded versus rearmed.
20 strikeouts.
Catch everything. Nationals, Cubs. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
A baseball great.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
You know, as you're considering market volatility and retirement and how that fits together with your federal benefits and the TSP, you just want to have a good evaluation for how the TSP can be set up so it works best for you.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Every little girl loves dolls. Heck, there's an entire national retail chain devoted to dolls, American Girl. There was just one thing missing from a little girl's doll collection. None of them looked like her. 10-year-old Emma Bennett uses a prosthetic leg because of a rare birth defect. So Emma's parents went about trying to fix the problem. They bought a new doll and sent it to A Step Ahead Prosthetics, which makes the kind of modifications they were looking for. Voila! Emma's family now had a doll that looked just like her. When the family gave her the doll, their phone camera was rolling. They posted the moving video of Emma's reaction of the new doll on Facebook. She bursts out in a flurry of joyful tears that is priceless to watch. It's been viewed more than 10 million times. And I'm betting half of that 10 million had tears in their eyes when they watched. Emma used to admire her doll collection in her room and say to her parents, "I wish there was a doll like me." And now, Emma, there's one as special as you are. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. There are new developments in the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
We'll also check in with Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, about what the cops are in the midst of right now as they investigate the terror attacks in Orlando. Also, several cops killed in this attack. We'll talk about that.